Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Way to go, everybody.
We did it, everyone.
We made it back to Dueling Tangents.
Yes, we did.
And we're live here on Monday.
It is.
After Christmas. Brian, that is Luke over there. We're coming to you live on 1580 AM and 92.7 FM. We're broadcasting out of Madison in the Solidarity Realty Studios.
That we are.
Touching the leftist coast over there at KGOE. And, you know, you can see us in right now in real time on Facebook. Facebook Live at the 92.7 FM Facebook page. And you can also stream us live anytime on the Devil Radio app.
That you can.
And you all know that, especially a couple hundred of you that now receive push notifications. So
yeah.
You can tell when we're on.
We'll let you know.
Because of you.
Yes, we are. And happy Monday it is, Brian. It's a weird Monday, though, you know?
It is a weird Monday.
Normally, Monday comes around, and you're like, all right, I got to get back in the swing of things because it's Monday, and you got a long week ahead of you. But honestly, I contend, and this is what I pitched you on today.
You didn't have to sell me hard.
No, I didn't have to sell you hard because you felt it, too. But it's kind of the Wild West.
Oh, we are in limbo.
Of a Monday. It's a weird limbo. It's, you know, you just got done celebrating, seeing family. We're all trying to avoid COVID as best we can, but we've also, you know, got a fridge full of leftovers. There's some ham in there. It's acceptable to eat pizza rolls and have some champagne for lunch because New Year's is coming up soon.
And why not?
You're
already in the habit of drinking it noonish.
The champagne that you had from Christmas Day won't last until New Year's Day, so
if you've opened it already,
right? It's already open, so you gotta make sure you finish it. It's gonna go bad if you don't, and that's the last thing you want to have go bad. Champagne in the fridge and the ham in the fridge.
I for one will be having chili and spanakopita tonight.
There you go. I got a big tray of cheese dip that I still got to get to. So
I have a bowl full of hardened cheese.
It's just one of those things where it's like, what is going on this week? And everything feels upside down, and it's a strange week, and some of us have to put pants on and go to work
of us go to work with pajama pants on. And Jim Santel walks in.
Some of us are known to do that. Some of us are known to do that too. You know that it's a weird time from the 20th of December until pretty much like whatever the first Monday is of the new year. That's a strange time right there because everybody kind of checked out. It was a little bit last week was the case too, but this week especially, it's a strange week.
So we want to give you the opportunity to join in and give us your strange time.
Yeah,
844-967-2789. What kind of insane meals are you having right now or plan to have? Also, I want to throw it out there. We're also trying to fill out our bingo card for 2022. Things you have on your bingo card. Like having 8 or 9 tornadoes in the middle of December.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Wisconsin would have been a weird one to hit on the 2021 card.
I would have looked at you like you were crazy had you proposed that this time last year, but you know, sure enough, you would have got it marked off because in this month on December 15th, with a couple days left of the year, there were in fact
8 EF2s, right?
Yep, there was 8, but they varied from EF2 to EF0, I believe. So it was an interesting.
Something not seen around these parts for a while,
right? And you got
Pepperidge Farm doesn't remember because it didn't happen.
Nope. We got our first snowfall here in Madison this morning. I don't know if you got snow where you were this morning.
It was a wintry mix. But the dog enjoyed. My dog tried to eat all of the snow.
Of course.
Like all of it. Like
this
went
first,
like systematically like up and down until she was full of snow.
You don't need a shovel. You just put Daisy out there.
I'm trying to tell myself she's eating snow, but she's really looking for rabbit turds.
That's just what it is.
They're delicious. But I don't know what to tell you.
But yeah, we got our first snowfall here in Wisconsin, and we had tornadoes less than 2 weeks ago. And, you know, California's got an entire interstate system shut down because they've got so much snow out in California and Nevada.
And Nevada, too.
Yeah. So things are definitely regular here in this tipsy-turvy, topsy, whatever you want to call it, of a week.
Yeah.
We're closing out 2021 strong. And we all thought that 2021 couldn't get weirder than 2020.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that 2021 is less weird than 2022 as well.
Fun fact, when I was driving through the upper parts of Nevada, I've been to Winnemucca and stayed over there twice.
Gesundheit.
Yeah, Winnemucca.
Bless you.
The upper elbow of Nevada, where there's huts out there that are preserved from like 1910 when they were sulfur mining out there, and then they just left them.
They just packed up and left.
And no one's been out there since. Like, there's nothing there. There could be anything preserved out there because there's just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we had to take an 180-mile detour because the road was on fire.
Oh, natural.
Which
very
is
natural.
It's normal state and not snowed in. Which is not a normal state. Either way, I don't know if you know this, there might be some climate changing happening.
Just every now and then.
Every now and then.
Just
throwing it out there. It could be happening to you. So, a lot of things have happened. How is your holiday weekend? We're going to get into this.
Yeah, we're
going to
dive into this.
Because it's important.
It was good. I got to go see the Christmas Carol in Milwaukee, which is a family tradition. So we try to do that every year. And last year I missed it because of the pandemic. So we went and that was a good time. I enjoy watching it. It reminded me a lot of my grandma, which was a little bit more of an emotional night than I was anticipating to start. But one of the things I couldn't get over was a gentleman two rows in front of me. So they kind of put it in the outset that they couldn't enforce masks in the theater. They asked everybody to wear them in the lobby, but they couldn't enforce them in the Pabst Theater. And so this guy wasn't wearing his mask. He came in late, wasn't wearing his mask, and just consistently coughing throughout the entire thing, Brian.
It's good.
You know, we reported another 4,000 cases on Thursday or Friday of last week, and we're on pace to break 10,000 COVID-19 deaths here in the state of Wisconsin. 1,000 of them, roughly, alone here in the month of December. And this gentleman sat in the performance without a mask and coughed profusely the entire time. So that's how I kicked off my holiday weekend.
We're
but
all getting Omicron for Christmas.
Everybody's getting Omicron for Christmas.
It may not happen now, folks, but by the middle of January.
Especially the two or three
now.
Rows in front of that gentleman. They all got it. So,
Omicron.
Yes.
Somewhere in middle America.
But no, it was good. I got to see the niece and nephew. I got to see the family. It was a good time. I enjoy the holidays. And it was weird not having snow until this morning, but it was great. How about yours?
I had a great time. I enjoyed myself. It was exhausting because, you know, again, you're on vacation, but also this is the time that all the family is in town and everything. And you see people you haven't seen in a really long time. And this year we were with Amy's family. And, you know, she had a cousin came in. She lives in France. And her cousin, her cousin brought her new beau, this wonderful dude, really cool guy, in from France, and everybody was really excited to meet him. Really nice guy, and we all talked about how I personally grew up learning French because I was raised in New England so from fourth grade to high school, they taught me French just as a matter of course.
Just
I was raised by French Canadian nuns, and but. That's embedded in there, right?
Yeah.
But I used my French to learn dirty Spanish when I worked in the bars. So I know, like, how to swear very badly in Spanish and get my point across in certain different ways. But I learned how that language works through my mechanism of French.
Right.
Right. So, and then I come back and I'm trying to talk to this guy. So I'm speaking half French, half Spanish phrases, but also with a French pronunciation and with a French Canadian pronunciation, my wires are crossed there. But I also took into consideration that those two were up at basically 3 a.m. their time and were translating at the same time, as well as trying to figure out what's going on, as well as dealing with the fact that they will probably get Omicron and end up staying here for the rest of their natural lives because they can't leave the United States.
Well, yeah, by the time they recover from Omicron, you know, the next strain will be here, and that's what we get to deal with
now. The thought that I came up with was, the lessons, because I like to go in every holiday, you can go and see stuff and you learn lessons and things mm-hmm. like that. And that's what I'm trying to get to here is the thought process I had was, and, you know, it's wonderful. This kid comes in from France and we all accepted him and tried to, you know, ingratiate ourselves and try to, you know, meet him and try to be with him on his terms as far as right. language goes and make him feel comfortable. And that's great. And I'm not, and what I'm about to say has nothing to do with this specific family, but I'm just, this is theater of the mind. So you're all thinking about a family get together and maybe bringing a foreign person.
Bringing someone that's not used to the celebration.
Different language and stuff. And I was thinking, like, what would happen if, you know, that kid was, let's say, from Guatemala and, you know, rode a train up here and worked his way somewhere to the point where he met her and then she brought him to the, you know, the family gathering.
Yeah.
How would that go down? How would that go across? How would that, how would it go across if she brought someone from a completely different culture that maybe doesn't agree with the people that you're with? And I'm not saying this about Amy's specific family whatsoever. That is not at all what I'm saying. They're wonderful, great people, and I'm not saying that. But it's more of a thought process of, you know, how do things end up going down when you meet other people?
Well, my thought process behind it is, you know, it's in an individual thing. I don't think anybody would ever bat an eye at it. Uh-huh. You don't think second nature of it. But then when you apply that circumstance or that kind of thought, I don't know, experiment, I guess.
Yeah,
you
it's
want to
a
call
thought
it?
Experiment. Thought it's experiment. All it is. Yeah. It has nothing to do with any specific.
When you apply it to, like, broad societal things, people are like, oh, no, I don't want the foreigners. But it's like every family, I believe, I would like to think that every family would be accepting of the fact that we've got somebody that's not from here but joining them for their holidays in the time of Thanksgiving.
I guess my point is I think people would react differently if they were from, let's say, Russia rather than from France or, you know, what different country would they be, you know, accepting of? And most families, I would like to go and think, especially Midwest, would be as much as possible saying, hey, awesome, that's great. Let me learn about what's going on here and try to, especially if somebody there is in love. But I'm more talking about the larger societal question of what time, when is it to go and how would you welcome people and why are you welcoming them from one culture and not the other, or if you would or not. I don't know. It's a thought experiment.
It is a thought experiment.
Things I thought about over the holidays.
We're going to dive into it a little
bit
more.
Oh my God, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. There's a lot of people not wearing masks. It's unfortunate. Hopefully everybody that you've been seeing is staying safe from the COVID-19.
It's the wild, wild west, man.
It's the wild, wild west, and we're going to have
Peyton Manning screaming, Omicron! Omicron!
Where you have pizza rolls and other leftovers for dinner, and nobody can say anything about it.
Spanakopita and meatballs, baby.